Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back, 6:34 on a Friday night. Michael Cohen, James Platy, my new producer on the board, and Desi Simmons is also here. So just 3 days after pulling its funding for cancer screening from Planned Parenthood, the Susan G. Komen Foundation today changing its mind and reversing its decision, leading many to wonder what led to the original decision, and which resulted in a major reaction, especially in social media. To talk about it, I'm joined by Lori Lamarand, Director of Mid and South Michigan Planned Parenthood. Lori, thank you for joining me.
Good evening, Mike. Glad to be here.
Now, I know that the Komen Foundation didn't fund your chapter, although it does provide $680,000 in funding to Planned Parenthood centers. What was your initial reaction 3 days ago when the announcement was made that the funding would be pulled?
I think the Planned Parenthood community was completely stunned. We had enjoyed long-standing partnerships with the Komen Foundation for years. We've shared a mission of making sure that women get health care regardless of their ability to pay. And it just seemed like an about-face in what we had come to be used to from them. So we were very surprised.
Well, you know, the Komen Foundation explained that they reviewed their granting criteria in 2010, and part of it was denying money to any organization under investigation, which apparently Planned Parenthood is, by the House Energy and Commerce Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee. Do you accept that as a reason for that decision?
Well, I think there's two things that are noteworthy about that situation, Mike. First of all, the investigation that Planned Parenthood is under at the moment is a duplicative investigation. We are audited very rigorously several times a year by various funding sources. So the investigation that Representative Stearns launched was really a politically motivated investigation, really suggested by anti-abortion groups. So I think that's the first part to be noted. The second thing is that it's an interesting concept to deny funds to organizations that are being investigated, not organizations necessarily that have been tainted with impropriety. So I think that was the other thing that made us very interested, is sort of what happened to innocent till proven guilty. And so I think that was certainly what they said, and we have to go on the face of it. But for our purposes, we certainly thought this was politically motivated.
Well, in fact, some say that Komen hired Karen Handel as senior vice president of public policy. She had formerly run for governor in Georgia, where she wrote in a blog that she would eliminate any state grants for organizations such as Planned Parenthood, which she wrote, I do not support. So do you view this as ultimately something that happened internally and it was an issue of an opposition against abortion?
Well, we certainly can't say that. I wasn't part of the decision-making, obviously, but it did seem interesting to us that this whole thing developed soon after Ms. Handel joined the organization and has known, made her beliefs around abortion and her absolute opposition to the legality of abortion for a long time. So I think that it's an interesting observation, one that we can't confirm or deny, but certainly that was the speculation.
I'm talking to Lori Lamarand. She's the director of Mid and South Michigan Planned Parenthood. So the public reaction, some are surprised. What was the reaction? Did you yourself hear from the public once the decision was made?
Well, that was the heartening thing of all this. While the whole thing was pretty stressful for us, certainly the outpouring of support for Planned Parenthood was tremendous. You couldn't join any of the social media sites without seeing support for Planned Parenthood in our programs. Those families and women that understand that 97% of what we do is about cancer detection and basic health care for women and teens and men that don't have other resources, certainly came out in our defense and said that this was an unfair decision. Lots of people showed their dramatic disappointment with Komen from straying from their very, what we've considered, strategic and smart position in the past of being non-political. So we were warmed and heartened by the kind of support we got, and we're really pretty saddened by what it meant for women's health and how it was seen in the country.
It does bring to light the funding for Planned Parenthood. I know you told me that that Komen does not fund the Michigan Planned Parenthood centers. How is Michigan Planned Parenthood segmented, and where does most of your funding come from?
Well, we didn't get a direct grant from the Komen Foundation, but certainly this whole fight and what we are seeing around the country has demonstrated repeatedly just exactly how vulnerable women's health care is. And it really is being attacked by a group of politicians with kind of an extreme agenda. You know, there have been places around the country, Indiana, Virginia, North Carolina, where folks have really threatened to cut all funding to Planned Parenthood. And the detriment that happens in those communities is absolute, and we keep wondering what could happen here. We do rely on some government funding to allow us to provide a sliding fee scale for our families and women so that they can, some women pay only what they can give in a donation. And without that sort of help, this kind of basic health care would be out of the reach for probably 80% of our patients. For that percentage of our folks, we are the only physician contact in a given year.
Well, how much of Planned Parenthood funding comes from organizations like the Komen Foundation?
Well, we have a combination. We have some government funding, some regular foundation funding, but probably 35 to 40% of our overall funding comes from outside sources. That is other than just really benevolent folks that put $50 of their hard-earned money into an envelope and trust it to Planned Parenthood to use in appropriate ways. So we are incredibly grateful to the donors that step up and help that. And certainly that was one of the things that happened in response to Komen, is the number of people that normally earmark some of their donations for the Komen Foundation were redistributing those dollars to Planned Parenthood. And on a national level, people did that 3 million times, and that was very, very heartening.
Is there a one major non-governmental funding source for Michigan Planned Parenthood, or do they prefer not to be identified?
We don't have one major government non-governmental force. We do get funding from some family foundations, and like I said, that we also are helped by the fees that patients are able to pay, and that's how we make it all work. But it really is a study in being creative and ensuring that we take a dollar and stretch it to the very limit.
You know, the 39th anniversary of the Roe versus Wade decision just occurred. How would you describe the current security of abortion rights? Are they less threatened now?
I think it's interesting because I think lots of folks think that Roe will never go away and we are very secure. And of course there is now, because we are 39 years post-Roe, there's an entire generation of women who have known nothing but abortion being legal. But the truth is that the attacks on legal abortion are unprecedented at the moment. The folks who think this shouldn't be a woman's right to choose have come out in force, and they really are disregarding sort of constitutionality, all sorts of things. So we are in unprecedented times, and it feels like all we do is defend that woman, the women that need us most, and it's a difficult moment.
Although it does seem that there's been a real downtick in incidents of violence at abortion clinics and against abortionists. Is that not the case?
We have seen some decrease, but I think it's not necessarily that the violence has gone down. I think that we have had to put significant resources ensuring that we are policing things better and beefing up our security. So we're thrilled that there hasn't been a major, knock on wood, a major fatality or anything in an abortion center. But the pressure and the threats don't go away. We feel it on a daily basis. There are folks outside of some of our centers every single day.
Well, what about the abortion rates in the U.S.? Have they dropped with all the new forms of contraception that are now available?
The abortion rates are slightly lower. Teen pregnancy rates are lower. And I think that no one can say that there was a silver bullet that contributed to that. I think it's a plethora of strategies that allow that to happen. And so we're thrilled when that's true, but we certainly can't be complacent. I think if there was any loss of funding, if we made these services more difficult to get, we would see that rate go up very, very quickly.
In terms of the Komen Foundation situation, do you think it was the public reaction that made them reverse course, or were there other factors there?
Again, I'm not an insider, but certainly from the outside, it absolutely looked like there was a public reaction, and the statement that the Komen officials made today suggested that they were disheartened to see that so many people in the public made the assumption that they had veered away from their mission of really serving very low-income women. And so whatever it is, I think we always had faith in their commitment to that mission, and we're just really glad that whatever was blocking that in the last 3 days has now been removed, and we can join together again and celebrate our partnership and try to take care of the women that most other people do not serve.
Lori Lamarin, Director of Mid and South Michigan Planned Parenthood. Lori, thank you very much for joining me.
I appreciate your time, Mike. Thanks so much.